Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good day to you on this wonderful Wednesday in the month of April. It's so good to be in the middle of the week. It's just that simple. And Wednesdays is, people call it Hump Day. You can call it Wellness Wednesday, whatever you call it. It's Wednesday after all, and I'm here to share with you on this weekly radio broadcast, which is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you, and to learn more about me, simply visit my website, and you will find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. Today's topic, four all-natural beauty tips for spring. And indeed, we are in the season of spring, my absolute favorite season of all. I look forward to this season. We all come out of hibernation, and it's just wonderful to actually be able to be in the fresh air and smell the flowers, if you will. I know some people have serious allergies, and that's for another show I'll share with you at the end of the month. But we're going to be talking about four all-natural beauty tips for this season. As the trees turn green and all the flowers are blooming and everyone's outside and, you know, they're going biking and walking, and it's so wonderful to see that spring in everybody's step. But there's one thing. There's one thing that will indeed follow you from the winter. If you live in the month of winter at all, that's where you live, there's winter. And we know winter, it gets really cold. And everything gets kind of dry and flaky and pale and frizzy and dull. And all these things put together, you need some good old-fashioned TLC to bring your skin and your hair back to life. Just in time for the summer. So guess what? Bury your old tights, put them in the back of your drawer, and pull out those sleeveless shirts, because spring is here, the weather's going to get warmer, and I've got four do-it-yourself all-natural beauty treatments that you can implement right now for a total spring makeover. So are you ready? Here they come. The very first one is coconut oil sugar scrub. Wonderful. I utilize coconut oil on a daily basis. Whether I cook with it or put it on my skin, coconut oil is a part of my daily life. So the first step to spring-ready skin is to literally shed your winter skin. Exfoliate with a scrub, and it does a great job. Plus, it incorporates natural beauty. And that natural beauty superstar is in the form of coconut oil. And here's what you do. You mix 3 tablespoons of virgin, unrefined, preferably organic coconut oil with 1/2 cup of sugar. Use this. You can use evaporated cane juice, organic sugar. But in the shower, use your hands to scrub the mixture vigorously all over your body. Be very careful because it will become very slippery in your tub. So if you don't have a handle, you may want to hold on to something. But be very careful because, obviously, it's the lubricant, coconut oil, so it will become a bit slippery. So you just have to be careful. But just use your hands to scrub the mixture all over your body in a vigorous motion. You rinse off with warm water, then you towel dry. And, boy, is your skin going to feel silky, smooth, and hydrated. And some of the coconut oil will stay on your skin, which is a good thing because this acts as an intensive moisturizer. So you don't have to put on anything after that. Don't adulterate it and damage the wonderful exfoliating coconut oil scrub, with, you know, some chemical-laden lotion or, you know, some type of soap that you're using, make sure that all of the soaps that you're using are fragrance-free or that the fragrance in them comes from essential oils. So consider using all natural as possible, because it's your body, you only have one, you've got to take care of it. So that is the first thing that you can use to give yourself a total spring makeover. You'll feel so invigorated. Your skin will feel so silky smooth. You feel like a baby's bottom, and that's a good thing. So the next thing is dry skin brushing. Dry brushing is a great daily tip to carry with you from winter to spring. Purchase a special brush, which is pretty much, it has a natural fiber bristles. You don't want to get a plastic one. Obviously, that's too rough for your skin. You want to get a brush that's made for dry brushing. And gently run it over your entire body every morning. And this will help remove dead skin cells, which contribute to dry, flaky skin. So it also gives your body a chance to detox on a daily basis. So if you're considering detoxing, and springtime is a wonderful time, you can definitely go to springshakedown.com. Springshakedown.com. More information will be put up by the end of the week. But I will say that it's a wonderful tip or tool to implement when you're detoxing. Now, the next thing is to nourish your hair by using or making your own hair mask. Your hair might, you know, be the biggest victim of winter weather. Some people, you know, it's life, it's as dry as crisp. It's just like the weather. It's been exposed to harsh elements for months. It's probably looking pretty dry and lifeless. So to help it out, massage a few teaspoons of olive oil combined with 2 or 3 drops of tea tree essential oil into your scalp. Now, tea tree essential oil, be very careful as well. A little goes a long way. And also, it has a very, very strong scent. Don't know what tea tree oil smells like if you've never had it before. And when you do get it, be prepared, because it is very strong. So you can add just 2 or 3 drops of the tea tree essential oil to your few teaspoons of olive oil. And you don't just rub that into your scalp, massage it, and make sure that your hair drinks it up and becomes moisturized. Leave it in for about 20 to 30 minutes or so, and then wash it out using your regular shampoo followed by a conditioner. So this is one that you can do once, or it depends on how often you wash your hair. I never recommend washing your hair on a daily basis. It just strips your hair of its natural oils. And it's definitely not good to wash your hair every day with shampoo. And especially if you're using shampoos with SLS, that's sodium lauryl sulfate, and you know, all these chemicals that they add to the shampoos to lather them up, and they put fragrance in it, and other things that your body and your hair does not need. Because remember, everything that you put on your skin and on your scalp is absorbed, and your skin is your largest organ. So we want to keep as most natural products that we can use on our skin is the best for us. So once again, you want to keep the olive oil and tea tree oil on your scalp for 20 minutes to a half an hour. And then you want to wash it out. Once again, we're using a safe shampoo and a safe conditioner. And do it once or twice a week max for healthy, shiny hair. Your hair will be nourishing. It will come back to life. It will have more body, more fluidity. It will look more loose. And so these are the things that you want to do to help your body get back its spring step. Indeed, you want to come alive. You want to come alive with what the season brings. And spring brings new life. Everything is brand new. Everything is budding. It's fresh. And it just, you know, that's why the thing is called spring cleaning. I don't ever say, you ever hear winter cleaning or autumn cleaning or summer cleaning. Not really. It's spring cleaning. Everything has become so dormant throughout the winter months. And you want to you know, break off, kind of like when animals shed their skin. You want to just shed off all of those things. You want to declutter. You want to clear out things that maybe you've had for a very long time and you haven't worn before. Get rid of it. You know, put it in some bags and send it to a charitable organization. Donate it. You want to do that. And that's all part of spring cleaning and bring yourself back to life. So these are one of the beauty treatments that we can do. Nourish your hair with a nourishing hair mask. That's olive oil and tea tree essential oil. Remember that, and you will be nourished. So we've got your skin, your body, that part of your skin. We've got your hair. But the last focus will be on a very important part of your body that keeps you standing on a daily basis, and those are your feet. We're going to make a nighttime foot mask. Don't overlook your feet as you get your skin and body ready for the spring in your hair. Don't overlook your feet. They're about to make their annual sandal debut after all. So you can use a thick salve or a plain old. What I like to use is shea butter. Shea butter is very thick. It may even feel a little bit greasy, but you want to use things that are thick and nourishing for the soles and the heels of your feet. You can use it every night to soften the skin on your feet and moisturize them to prevent cracked heels. But you want to remember that after you apply a thick layer to both of your feet, slip on some thick and preferably fuzzy socks. Slip on some socks, hit the sack, and in the morning, your feet will feel brand new. No more cracked heels. And the best thing to do this is when your body is moist. If you take morning showers, you can put it on. And if you're going about your business, your day, ladies, this is probably a little bit different for us. But, you know, a little goes a long way. You don't have to use so much. Like I said, shea butter does feel greasy, but you don't have to use a lot. Just maybe the size of a dime. Rub it in your hands together and apply to your heels specifically or any dry areas or cracked areas on your feet. And, you know, put your socks on, put your shoes on, and keep on going. And it'll be moisturizing. It will help. And over time, you'll see that all of that dead skin and that you've, you know, that has built up over the winter months is now gone. Another tip to use as well when you're in the shower or if you want to do a foot soak is by using a pumice stone. You can use it to, I don't recommend any of things with blades that you may, if you ever get a pedi, mani-pedi, if you get a pedi, a pedicure, you see that some, it depends on where you go now, some of them use these special tools. They're like knives, like kind of like a cheese slicer, and it scrapes off all the dead skin on the heels and possibly the soles. It depends on how rough your feet are. But I do not recommend that at all. It's not safe. You can get cut. In addition, it's kind of like cutting your cuticles. You don't want to cut your cuticles because when you do that, they grow back. They just simply grow back. You want to push your cuticles in. Never cut your cuticles. Always push them in. So same thing with your heels. You don't want to use any type of blade or any sharp objects on your feet. Use a pumice stone or something very gently to scrub it. You'll see after you have done that and your feet are moist, you apply the shea butter, put your socks on, and voila, difference. What a wonderful change your feet will experience after you've done that, giving you a brand new feet. So, you know, if these natural remedies are of any comfort to you and you're thinking that, wow, you know what, yeah, I've got to deal with my dry skin and my dry feet and, you know, my dry hair, then take solace in knowing that these things will come to pass. Indeed, they will come to pass. You just have to use the right tools. So there you have it, folks. You get your coconut oil sugar scrub. you rub that all over your body vigorously, and you rinse off in the shower, in the tub, but be very careful. It will be slippery. Do some dry brushing with a brush with natural bristles, and nourish your hair with a mask, and that's just olive oil and tea tree oil. And lastly, do a nighttime foot mask. You want to do that at night so that you put your socks on and it happens, you know, all the work happens through 8 hours of sleep. Hopefully we're getting eight. If we're not, well, seven, that's okay too. But these are things that will help you. All natural beauty treatments for your total spring makeover. Use them, folks. You won't be sorry. All right, moving on to today's Wednesday's Word. It comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Looking for a cause? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12, verse 1. In a book called The Age of Longing, we read that an American girl married a radical revolutionary in Paris. She had lost her faith at an American university, lost all the religious faith she had, and all the things her parents had told her. She was asked why she married him. She said, "He's the first person I have ever known who believes something strong enough to die for it. Although I don't believe exactly as he does, I was attracted to this man who had found a cause." I find that young people today are looking for a cause, and they're not looking for something easy. Some time ago, a university student in Moscow told one of my colleagues, "You Christians say that you're going to win the world, but we've done more in 50 years than you've done in 2,000 years. And do you know why? It is because you are not committed. We are. We will win. You'll see." And that's Wednesday's Word. God bless you. I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, wherever I am. I'd like to see you. On that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Until next time, God bless you and bye-bye.